Hey, what's up? It is November 2nd, 2018. Taking down a Christmas, man. I just want to thank everybody who listens to my podcast, who's been sharing it, who's been rocking with it since the beginning, building Wakanda. Now we're doing Hip Hop Historian. I think this is more my niche. And thank you for allowing me to figure that out. I am going to get into a few subjects. One main subject here, and that is female MCs and how there can only really be one at a time. If you think about it, ever since the black cultural hip hop, which is between the mid 1980s towards the early 90s, and gangster rap and drug rap came into the forefront, there has been only one female on top at a time. Lil' Kim, Missy Elliott, MC Light, different things like that. There was never really a variety of women in hip-hop at a time. Now, during MC Light era, you did have Queen Latifah, but that was kind of catch 22, because Queen Latifah did acting and other things too. Not saying that takes away from MC ability, because she was an incredible MC, but MC Light was more of the forerunner of the queen of hip hop. But let's get into it. Right now, we're in a situation where we have two female rappers with very brass personalities, very strong women, who are in a tiff over, I don't know, really over what exactly. Maybe Nicki Minaj feel threatened. At first, there was no beef. Now it's beef. I was confused, but it's definitely smoke in the air. So, Nicki Minaj's spot as the top female rapper is being threatened with the new, shinier version of her. Less lyrical, but still, nevertheless, still has that star quality potential. And that's really all you need as a rapper. If you have some star quality, because you can't make a star. You either got it or you don't got it. There's tons of rappers who can rapidly rap, who got the skill, technique, but they're not stars, so they don't have star quality. So she's being threatened by another MC over her spot, and this has led to a lot of beef. Foxy Brown, Lil' Kim went at it. Her and Charlie Baltimore, Trina was the top woman for a minute. It was a very, Missy Elliott was the top person. And really, there's never a multi-faceted of female MCs at the same time. We have females out now, but they're not necessarily mainstream. They're bubbling up to be mainstream. But I'm talking about mega stars. Cardi B's on a hit called Lightning in a Bottle. I put out a pretty decent album after a pretty good mixtape. And took advantage of her situation with her husband now. And became a superstar through just hard work, her personality, and just being genuine in a sense. Nicki Minaj is kind of polar opposite. She was an industry baby who got help from Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, Drake, Beyonce in some ways, Ariana Grande. She's a pop rapper, and that's being threatened by Cardi B. So let's just jump into it. I'm going to start with the early 90s and just work my way back. Might be more segments as usual, but yeah, just fuck with a real nigga. Peace. Yeah, so female hip-hop reminds me of Highlander, you know, where there is a guy who goes around killing other Highlanders, taking their abilities. There can only be one. And that's kind of how female hip hop has been. Hip hop is a very competitive sport. And the way women are competitive is different than men. We're competitive to get an edge. Women are competitive because they want... Women are more competitive than men. Like, if you can see how a woman is towards certain things, you can see how hip-hop, it being a contact sport, literally sometimes can bring out the worst in people. MC Lyte was a very classy rapper, very classy woman. She really wasn't too over the top sexually, but she was a top femc for her era. Could nobody out rap her. She was out rapping a lot of rappers in the early 80s, mid 80s, early 90s, before she kind of, you know, disappears to the face of the earth. Then you have the likes of Queen Latifah, who was out at the time. Also a very powerful femc. So when you look at this universe, you can see that there is only one at a time in the mainstream. And what I think that stems from is the fact that there are limited slots. There are a limited amount of women signed to a label. There are more female singers than female rappers. You got females who do both to get a slight edge, like Nicki Minaj, like Rhapsody, like a few other people I can't think of on top of my head, like Missy Elliott. And I'm getting to her. She's going to get her own segment. The runs that people are making doing their time are incredible runs. They're breaking records because there isn't too many female rappers to set these records. I'm saying that we have to have a concept about this. If you can look at the charts, how many female rappers are on the charts at the same time? Maybe one, maybe two if we're lucky. Lauryn Hill is another person I can think of. Dominant run. How many people were on a chart at the same time as her that was a female rapper? Not too many. And to be honest, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is really more of an R&B album, to be real with you. So when you look at that type of shit, you can see the constant transitions of... Oh, it's your turn. No, it's your turn. But when you look at the hip-hop charts, you can see Jay-Z, you can see Nas, you can see Ludacris, you can see Mystical. All of these hip-hop acts who are rappers on at the same time, because there's more room, there's more availability for them. And due to that, it makes it a very competitive thing. And when you see Trina out, the baddest bitch, when you see Lil' Kim out, Lil' Kim is a carbon copy, is the copy-paste version of a female rapper. The first woman I can think of that talked about her vagina constantly, how wet it was. The first woman I seen in derogatory clothes. I'm not saying they're derogatory, but for the purposes of this podcast, they're derogatory. The first woman I seen that was obscene and just as lewd as a man, if not more lewd. She owned her sexuality compared to somebody like MC Lyte did it with confidence, but Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and was more raunchy. You know what I'm saying? And that's the difference. And when you have these female squabbles like Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown, like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, like Trina versus Jackie O. Y'all know who that is. Look it up. You can see that there's always a issue because they're trying to take money out of that person's pocket. They're not booking you because there's a better, shinier version of you. They're not booking you because you're at risk of competition. And when a woman is threatened or a man is threatened, it brings out the worst in them. And hip hop is, like I said, a contact sport. So therefore, it's a real big way. There's a real easy way to not be appreciated in this genre of music. There's even an easier way for people not to realize their full potential. There could be more than one female rapper. There's a commodity out there. There are people who enjoy female rappers. It's more of them now than ever because of the SoundCloud era. But when it was a gatekeeper industry, very limited.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.